Self-education. Education is often seen as earning a certificate by completing institutional requirements, proving you can do a job. However, the internet now allows anyone to learn about almost anything through self-education. Becoming a self-educator, or autodidact, takes discipline and strategy to succeed. Many people quit because they don't know how to start or feel overwhelmed. You can overcome these challenges. The downsides of traditional learning are psychologically restrictive. You must always be focused on your studies, leaving little time for anything else. Limits creativity. There is often only one correct way to approach a subject, stifling creative thinking. Encourages close-mindedness. Schools often promote social hierarchies and conformity, discouraging diverse perspectives. Hinders future learning. Burnout is common, which can make students less inclined to pursue independent learning in the future. Self-learning offers many advantages. Unlimited learning. Unlike school courses, self-learning has no boundaries. You can learn at your own pace and explore as deeply as you want. Lifelong learning skills. Self-learning helps you develop habits and skills that you can use throughout your life. Different perspectives. Without the pressure of school requirements, you can study subjects from various angles. Self-discipline. You set goals, manage your time, and plan your learning path, making it more meaningful. Unique opportunities. In today's world, where multiple careers are common, self-learning makes you more employable. Learning Success Pyramid. Susan Kruger created the Learning Success Pyramid with three key blocks. Confidence. Believe you can learn. Plan how you'll learn and be patient. Learning new things takes time. Self-management. Organize your time, resources, and tools. Learning. Don't start directly with learning. Build confidence and self-management first to avoid failure. Stay motivated without deadlines. Without someone assigning tasks and deadlines, staying motivated can be challenging. There are two types of motivation, extrinsic and intrinsic. Extrinsic motivation comes from outside sources and relies on rewards and punishments. Intrinsic motivation, however, is self-generated and more rewarding. Author Daniel Pink identifies three key factors of intrinsic motivation. Autonomy, you control your work and create your rewards. Mastery, you set your standards for excellence. Purpose, doing something meaningful that has a positive impact on yourself and the world. Intrinsic motivation is more fulfilling than extrinsic motivation because it comes from within and aligns with personal goals and values. Inspiration is a stronger motivator than being forced to do something. When you feel inspired, your education becomes a valuable gift you give to yourself. Self-learning with SCR. When it comes to learning on your own, you need a smart approach. The SCR method is like your GPS for learning. It's got 5 steps. Survey. First, figure out what you want to learn. Get your materials together and organize them neatly. Question. Dive deep into your topic. What do you want to know? What are your main questions or goals? Read. Now, read with purpose. Take your time and think about what you're reading. Stay curious and patient. Recite. Say what you've learned in your own words. This helps you remember it better. Review. Go back over what you've learned. Read your notes again and practice remembering them. This helps everything sink in. Using the SCR method takes practice, but it gets easier over time. So, dive in and start learning smarter. Improve your reading skills. Learning something new means doing a lot of reading. But did you know most people aren't very efficient readers? They usually read about 300 words per minute. But just by reading 100 words more each minute, you could finish a book 25% faster. Here are 4 tricks to help you read faster and remember more. Stop subvocalizing. When you read, do you hear the words in your head? That's called subvocalizing. But your brain is quicker than your mouth. Try to recognize words without sounding them out in your head. You can try picturing the word or humming while you read to stop yourself from saying the words in your head. Train your eyes. You might think moving your eyes more will help you read faster, but it's the opposite. Try to move your eyes less and take in more words at once. You can use your finger to guide your reading, but make sure it moves faster than you speak. Skim strategically. When you skim, you're reading quickly to get the main idea. Here's how. First, read the first 3 words of each line. Second, skip words like and, to, if, and but. Third, look for the important words that tell you what the sentence is about. Focus and pay attention. Reading needs all your attention. You can't read well if you're doing other things at the same time. Get rid of distractions and make it fun. See how much you can read in a few minutes or take breaks to keep your mind fresh. 50 minutes of solid reading is a good goal for any task. So, if you want to read faster and remember more, try these tricks out. They'll help you breeze through books in no time. Levels of reading explained. Mortimer Adler came up with a cool way to look at reading in his book How to Read a Book. He split it into four levels based on how deep you dive into a book. 1. Elementary, this is where you start, learning the basics like the alphabet, vocabulary, and grammar. 2. Inspectional, here, you're like a speed reader, quickly getting the main points without going too deep. You start with skimming to understand what the book is about, then you do some light reading to get a better feel for it. 3. Analytical, now, it's time to dig in. You're getting into the book, trying to understand it so well that you could explain it to someone else. 4. Syntopical, this is like the advanced level. You're not just reading one book. You're comparing and contrasting different sources on the same topic. It's like taking a deep dive into a subject and exploring it from all angles. So, whether you're just starting or you're ready to tackle some serious reading, these levels can help guide you through the process. Following in Benjamin Franklin's footsteps. When you're learning on your own, it's like being the captain of your ship. You decide where to go and how to get there. But to succeed, you need to learn how to ask the right questions. One smart move is to make plans and stick to them. Take a cue from Benjamin Franklin. He wasn't just a big name in history, he was also a self-taught master in many fields, from philosophy to politics. He even wrote about what he learned, showing off his skills. Franklin had this cool idea. He made a list of 13 things he wanted to be better at, like being moderate and truthful. Then, he set up a schedule to practice each one. It's like having a to-do list for being a better person. Franklin came up with a plan to juggle his responsibilities while still finding time to learn new things. When making your schedule, prioritize your important tasks and make sure to set aside time for relaxation. Stick to your personal goals, and spend as much time planning as you do working. Remember, you can't learn what you don't know until you start exploring. Critical thinking skills. Critical thinking is like a superhero for learning. It helps you dig deep, understand things better, and see the bigger picture. Even if you don't find all the answers, it's worth it. Here's how to be a critical thinking pro. Ask why a lot. Figure out what matters. Look at the big picture and compare things. See the patterns and find the reasons behind them. Check out different sides of the story and decide for yourself what makes sense. By doing these things, you'll come up with new ideas and solutions. But don't stop there. Always question your ideas. Are they based on good reasons? Are there any mistakes or weak points? Keep flexing those critical thinking muscles, and you'll become a master thinker in no time. The 5 steps for conducting research are: gathering info, collect lots of information without being too picky. Sort what you find into general topics, arguments, and opinions. Filtering sources, get rid of stuff that's not useful or true. Keep what's accurate and as good data. Finding patterns, start seeing the same topics and ideas pop up. You'll feel pretty knowledgeable by now, but don't stop here. Looking for disagreements, check if there are different opinions out there. This helps you avoid only listening to stuff that agrees with what you already think. Putting it together, sum up what you've learned. If you need to, go back and review what you did in steps 1 to 4. Self-learning, your key to success. When you're teaching yourself something new, it's easy to feel discouraged. But remember, the struggles you face now will be worth it in the end. There are 2 main ways we learn: surface learning and deep learning. Surface learning is all about memorizing facts, while deep learning focuses on understanding the bigger picture. Both types of learning have their pros and cons, but combining them is the way to go. Start with the big ideas, then fill in the details. This way, you reinforce your understanding and make it easier to remember. Your mindset also plays a big role in your success. Some people have a fixed mindset, believing that intelligence and talent are set in stone. Others have a growth mindset, believing that they can improve with effort and practice. Those with a fixed mindset tend to avoid risks and fear criticism. However, those with a growth mindset embrace challenges and see feedback as an opportunity to grow. If you find yourself with a fixed mindset, you can change it by focusing on your effort rather than innate ability, Failure is just a part of the learning process. Stay determined and believe in yourself. You can learn almost anything with the right mindset. Key points. 1. Self-learning fosters diverse skills and perspectives beyond traditional education. 2. Intrinsic motivation drives fulfilling learning through autonomy, mastery, and purpose. 3. SCR method enhances self-learning with active engagement and comprehension. 4. Efficient reading techniques improve speed and retention. 5. Levels of reading guide from basic understanding to advanced analysis. 6. Franklin's approach balances responsibilities with dedicated learning. 7. Critical thinking skills develop through questioning, analysis, and synthesis.